Attention. If you're a person who dislikes fun, please tune away now. Are they gone? Yeah, good. Okay. If you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News brief. For the second time since his third indictment, ex-President Donald Trump was out campaigning, discussing his second criminal case, the one involving classified documents, and also current President Biden.
You know what? I'm under the Presidential Records Act, which is a big deal. He's under nothing. He didn't have it because he was a vice president.
But meantime, his lawyers have until Monday afternoon to answer a move by the special counsel to limit Trump's postings and statements about the election conspiracy matter.
He's sending not-so-veiled threats to potential witnesses in this case that if they cooperate with the government, they're going to have to face Trump and his followers. And that's a very chilling message.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson checking weekend weather.
For Sunday, we'll be focusing in on the Ohio Valley and the Tennessee River Valley. The rain may be very heavy and come in rounds, which means flash flooding is going to be a good possibility.
That is forecaster Jackie Jarrus at our partner, the Weather Channel. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
She's a cat. she's a promise in the year of election. Our sister, I can't let you go. Like a preacher stealing hearts at a traveling show. For love of money.
CFW.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
all the music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's... Is that gum?
Yes.
It's 105 Days of Summer Fun from 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
This one.
This is 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
Back on the train.
Your official station of summer.
So cold and you,
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too.
The devil inside, the devil inside.
When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few showers and storms around and a low in the mid-60s. Waves of showers and storms tomorrow, cooler and a little breezy, highs in the upper 70s. Still a few showers around Monday with a little more sun in the afternoon. It warms up into the low 80s. Currently at 68.
CFW.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. Friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor.
This is 105.7 CFW. Valley's fun music all day long. 105.7 CFW.
You are lies.
1057 CFW.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Snacks and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Everything.
24/7 CFW. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Back streets back, all right.
Hey, now. Oh my God, we're back again. Sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
Everybody.
as long as there'll be music, we'll be coming back again.
CFW.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought I was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame.
It's always the same.
You know, if you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News brief. Federal prosecutors want limits on what ex-President Donald Trump mentions publicly about his most recent criminal indictment involving alleged election interference conspiracy. Correspondent Christina Ruffini.
They cited concerns Trump might share pretrial evidence and his history of making public statements regarding individuals involved in legal proceedings against him.
Trump's lawyers have until Monday afternoon to answer in federal court. Also in Washington, D.C., police asked for help after a mass shooting event in which three people were killed, two others hurt.
We realize that there may be others who may have been injured tonight. We're asking you to come forward. Speak to our detectives here at the Metropolitan Police Department.
Acting D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith. Just 4.5 hours from now,
the U.S.